mind they sending me these catalogs? Geriatric Discount Warehouse? I mean, this isn't Victoria's Secret. What's new in life support? How did I get on this mailing list?
Were you sent away for something?
No. Well, maybe I sent away for some high-potency vitamin E.
What's that for?
For you. It's a guy thing. It makes you more durable.
Oh, really? How much do you take?
All of it.
That is so sweet. Mm. But it must have made them think you're a few years older than you are.
Depends.
Depends on what?
Depends. 46 diapers, $29.95.
Alan?
There's a picture of a guy water skiing in them.
This couldn't be a, oh, fear of aging thing, could it?
Oh, no, because I'm not aging.
Neither am I.
Dudes, where are you guys off to?
We're gonna shoot some hoops.
You want some actual competition?
Yeah, who do you know?
You'd be funny like that with a basketball stuck in your mouth?
Ooh. I'd like to see that.
Mm-hmm. Listen, would you do me a favor and call these people and get me off this old fogey's mailing list while I play a little b-ball with my homies?
Honey, what are you doing?
Nothing.
What's wrong?
I can't move. Am I the only one not moving?
All right, I'm going to call the doctor. I think you threw your back out.
Oh, no, no. Never throw my back out. I'm too young to throw my back out. I got to play some b-ball with my homies. Am I outside yet?
Thus, the Transcontinental Railroad spelled the end of the Pony Express. Mail service was faster, more reliable. Letters no longer had to be passed. These just in. Miss Wilder wants to know what Miss Harrington thinks she should wear to her party. Miss Harrington wants to know what makes Miss Wilder think she's even invited.
I'm not invited. We'll just see, okay?
Mr. Matthews wants to know, is this going to be a makeup party?
Well, sure, Corey. You can borrow my lip gloss.
Out! Not up, a make-out party.
Ah, so it is. Mr. Matthews wants to know if this is going to be a make-out party.
Not for him.
There's no way Melissa's gonna invite me to her party now.
So Feeney cuts you off at the knees. People will forget. You'll get invited to the next party.
You think?
Yeah. This is high school. Too much going on to remember anything.
Don't think I forgot about you, baboon. I think I forgot about last Tuesday. You sat in my chair in the cafeteria.
I'm sorry, Harley. I didn't know it was your chair.
Hey, everybody knows that's Harley's chair. Everybody knows it's always been Harley's chair, and it's always going to be Harley's chair every year that he's a senior. Ain't that right, Frankie?
What are you saying? I like my sister?
No, no, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying you have a very close family. Hey, where you going?
I want to call home.
Is he going to be okay?
He's got a few issues. I, on the other hand, have one issue, and that's you, baboon. I don't like you. I look at your face, and I want to hit it. Is that so wrong?
So there I am, finals of the chess tournament. I'm here three moves away from checkmate, and out of nowhere, I swallow my rook.
Pardon me, it's my 11 o'clock.
You know, I almost wish he did kill me this time.
How come?
That way I wouldn't be here to be humiliated when I'm not invited to the party.
You're sounding just a little bit whiny.
Sean, this is the first party of our high school lives. I mean, it'll divide our class into two groups. Those who were invited, the cool guys, and those who weren't, the geeks.
You're losing it, Cor.
Yeah, I'm losing my whole future. I mean, no one will talk to me ever again. I might as well grow a hump and find a tower and ring the bell.
Don't worry, man. There's always room on our couch for you.
I thought your Uncle Frank was on the couch.
No, not anymore. He won the lottery and stopped talking to us.
Really? What'd he win?
$6. Don't look now, but the Pony Express just pulled into town.
Oh, no. She's handing out the invitations.
Yeah, whatever. Come on, let's go. We're gonna be late for class.
Class? We don't need no stinking class. Our futures are set. We are high school gods. Come, let us repair to the gym and rejoice on our invitation.
It's gonna be kind of hard since I didn't get one.
What?
I didn't get an invite, no biggie.
There's gotta be a mistake. You're the coolest guy in class. You've gotta be invited.
Yeah, well, looks like I'm not.
I'm gonna find out what happened.
Let it go, okay? Just let it go.
You want me to ask her?
Yeah, would you?
Hi, I'm Corey.
So?
So, you invited me to your party.
What do you want?
I think you made a mistake.
No, it's not a mistake. You're really invited.
No, I meant about Sean. You forgot to give him his invitation.
No, I didn't. He's not invited.
Okay.
So what's the story?
All right, look. From what I gather, in the last 3 seconds, everything in the world has changed.
What do you mean?
I'm not sure. I mean, Sean, you're much cooler than I am. At least I thought you were.
Trust me, I am.
Then how come I got invited and you didn't?
So I really didn't get invited.
Unless it's a big surprise party for you.
I guess it's just one of those high school mysteries. Like how janitor Bud lost his eye.
Well, what are we gonna do?
You're gonna go to their party.
I'm not going to a party that you're not invited to.
Oh, don't sweat it, Corey. I'll go grab a burger at Chubby's.
No, you won't.
And why won't I?
Because I'm cool now, which means I run with a very influential crowd. Which means all I do is pick up this telephone, pull a few strings, and get you invited to the party.
Who are you gonna call?
Well, normally I'd call you.
Yeah, I tried to eat my money too. You gotta kick it. No, no, no. Punish it. Make it beg.
Pretty good for the new teacher.
I think so, huh? So how do you think I'm doing so far?
You teach English pretty good, and I guess that may come in handy somewhere down the line.
Si, es muy importante.
But what's more important is what to do when you get invited to a party and your friend doesn't.
How good a friend?
Your best friend.
How good a party?
The best.
What'll happen if you go to the party without your friend?
He says he won't mind.
You believe him?
I want to believe him.
Because you want to go to the party?
Yeah.
Sounds to me like you've already made up your mind. What do you need advice from me for?
Look, you're new here, so you wouldn't know this, but I never really actually thought of myself as cool before.
You never did?
No. So now that people are saying I am, it kind of makes me feel good, you know?
Well, you should feel good, Matthews. Just don't get carried away by what other people think.
Of course not. Why not?
Because that wouldn't be cool.
Vandalizing school property, Mr. Matthews. That'll be one day's detention. I'll just keep this as evidence.
The Buddy Ebsen low, low impact workout video.
He's in here, George. George, why don't you ask him yourself?
Ah, Alan, there you are. I was wondering if you'd care to join me for a little workout down at the health club.
What for, George?
For health?
Too late. I turned 40, my back went out. All I can do is lie in his couch and wonder how Angela Lansbury solves all those crimes.
Oh, get up, man. Quiet! You're a disgrace to all men.
Amy's killing me!
All right, come on. You don't even have to work out. Just come down and sign up. I get $50 for each referral. Well, I'm only a school teacher.
Well, you may be in denial about your age, but I'm not. I turned 40, my back never went out before, and this is a warning sign. It means slow down, lie on the couch, and listen to the hair grow in your ears.
Sorry, did all I could. Throw some dirt on him and book a cruise.
Alan, the doctor says that the only reason you can't move is because you won't try. Now, I am your wife, and I have all the sympathy in the world for you, but if you don't get off that couch, I am going to leave you for the first thing that moves.
Before you go, could you hand me that remote?
That's it.
Oh, no, please. Oh.
Mom, Dad, it's not even dark yet.
Upstairs, do homework.
Sorry, it's Friday night, and there's a party out there that's just calling my name. Boy, girl, don't you know?
Oh, well, excuse me, Wilt Chamberlain. But what party is this that I don't know about?
Mother, Father, there's a social event tonight at Melissa Harrington's. Might I attend?
Well...
Let him go, Amy. Corey, I'll pick you up in 5 hours.
You will?
Yeah, I'm leaving right now.
Crazy, you swallowed that?
I'm taking no chances tonight. I want the stuff in my stomach on reserve.
Why?
Because I'm going to a makeout party. If I burp, minty fresh.
Okay, I guess if you think about it, it makes sense. Hey, where's my deodorant?
In my pants.
You're sick.
I'm cool.
Since when?
Since Melissa Harrington invited me to her party.
Who's Melissa Harrington?
Only the coolest girl in seventh grade.
And you got invited?
I did.
So that makes you cool too now, right?
I believe it does.
Well, how about that? I mean, you live with somebody and you think they're gonna stay a curly-haired little runt the rest of their lives. Then you turn around and one day they're cool. Hey, wait. Come here, let me look at you. Come here. Whoa. I mean, you didn't say you were this cool, Cor.
All right, knock it off, Eric.
You are so cool, I'm gonna have Mom cut all the feet off your pajamas because you just may be ready, Mr. Coolio Iglesias. Huh?
I'm so cool, I'm sure you wouldn't mind me using some of your very cool cologne.
Hey, stay away from my rampaging stallion. What are you doing?
What's that smell? Oh, my God, I'm rotting.
Relax, Dad, it's just my rampaging stallion. What do you think?
I think if the party doesn't have adequate ventilation, you're all gonna die.
Mom?
I think you smell very rampaging. Now, I want you to be sure to thank Melissa's parents when you leave the party.
Okay.
Call Sean. Tell him we're on our way.
Sean's not going.
Is he sick?
No, he's fine. He just wasn't invited.
Well, why not?
I don't know. I guess he wasn't cool enough.
But you are?
Look, I don't make these decisions about who's cool and who's not. I just got invited to a party and I want to go. In fact, Sean said to go.
I hope you know, Cor, that it's cool not to forget who your real friends are.
Look, just because I'm growing up doesn't mean I'm going to change, okay, Alan? Hi. I'm Corey.
Good evening, Corey Matthews. Welcome to my home. I'm so happy you could be here.
You're welcome. So, who's here? Who's hot?
No one.
Hey, Alvin. Hey, Simon. Hey, Ubaldo. Yep, the competition is pretty thin so far. Looks like I'm the coolest guy here.
Yeah, rub it in.
I'm the coolest guy here. Oh, no.
It's a geek party!
But they're just the first guys here, right? I mean, the rest of us cool guys are coming later, right?
I wish.
Excuse me, there's a bug in the onion dip.
I know. I put it there. Are you okay?
Oh, okay, thanks.
You know, I'm looking at your party guests, and I can't help noticing that there's not exactly a cross-section of the student body.
My parents went over the guest list and took off all the cool guys.
So that's why you didn't invite Sean.
Well, Sean was the first person off the list. See, because Mom and Dad say that guys like Sean are a little unpredictable.
Yep, that's us. You know, unpredictable. You never know what we're gonna do next. Blah! Sometimes I'm so unpredictable, I surprise myself.
I knew this was gonna happen. Once Mom and Dad nix all the guys like Sean, then none of the girls are gonna show up. And since none of the girls show up, none of the regular guys come. I can't believe my parents did this to me.
Well, it's a good thing you sneaked me in without them knowing. Hope they don't catch me.
Corey, my parents love you.
No, blah, no!
They think you're a nice young man.
Oh yeah, let's see how nice they think I am after I do this.
Corey, what are you doing?
I don't know, I'm way over my head here.
I knew it. You're totally PA.
PA?
Parentally acceptable.
That's bad.
Well, it's as bad as it gets in high school.
It's a girl!
A girl game?
Get away! She's not for you.
Oh, okay.
I came to tell you there's a really cool party going on.
Where?
Excuse me, we're talking here.
Look, the wall.
Later.
Wait, I'm coming with you.
You can't just leave your own party.
Watch me.
What about me?
Oh, yeah, you. When the chips are gone, the party's over.
Hey, guys. What you doing?
We're practicing spin the bottle.
But there are no girls.
But there might be later.
Guys, I don't think any girls are coming.
Oh, well, we don't mind. We're all friends.
Yeah, we like hanging out together.
We're very comfortable with what we are. Parties come and parties go. But you always have your friends. That is why Ubaldo is so cool.
All right, 33 billion. That's a new record. Go carve my initials into that kid's head.
Yeah, that's some score, Holly. That's the best score I ever seen. Nobody's gonna beat that score for like a million years. Ain't that right, Frankie?
What are you saying? Sometimes at night I like to write poetry?
No, I'm just saying that, you know, actually I think that's kind of cool. What are they, sonnets?
I gotta get me some better adjusted guys.
Hey, Matthews.
Oh. Hey, Mr. Turner. What are you doing here?
I just stopped by for a double chubby cheese, but the place turned into a mob scene.
Yeah, I came by to find Sean, but I guess he must have left already.
No, he's still here.
Where?
He's in the middle of the mob scene. Your friend's a pretty popular guy.
Oh, no, I gotta get out of here.
Why? I thought you were here to see Sean.
I was, but remember that decision thing we talked about?
Yeah.
I kind of made the wrong one.
Yeah, I could have told you that.
Then why didn't you?
Well, you don't listen in class. You're going to listen in life.
But you're the teacher. I'm supposed to learn from you.
Oh, right, right. Teacher, yeah. Hey, everybody. Hand in your homework right now. Sean, your friend's here. Just kidding about the homework. Good night, everybody. Oh, hey, Matthews. You smell good.
Don't worry about me, Sean. I'm just sleeping.
Why? I got an order of chili cheese fries, extra gravy.
No, you're too busy with those other guys.
What other guys?
The other 1,000 guys at your table.
So they'll make room.
Sean, they're going to see you talking to me.
You know, you've been acting really weird since you got invited to this party. You don't want to hang out with me anymore?
I'm a geek! Oh, like you didn't know.
Corey, what are you talking about?
I'm the worst kind of geek. I'm a geek who didn't know he was a geek.
Corey?
Yeah?
Do I hang out with geeks?
No, that's why I'm leaving.
Come on. You're my best friend, man. You just gotta loosen up.
You don't think I'm a geek?
Of course not.
You think I'm cool?
Of course not.
Then what am I?
You're Corey. I'm Sean. Just like it's always been. What else do you need to know?
I need to know how to be cool, like you.
I'm not cool.
Yes, you are. Sean, look around you. I mean, this is the cool party. You are the center of the cool party.
This is the cool party?
Yes.
Let's bail.
What?
This place is a zoo. Let's bail.
Oh, I got it. You're trying to teach me how to be cool.
Huh?
You're trying to show me that it doesn't matter where you go, because if you're truly cool, wherever you go is the cool place to be, right?
Corey?
Yeah?
Shut up.
A very cool thing to say.
Forgot to tell you, another catalog order came in today.
Oh, is it my truss? Then what?
Oh, it's just a little something I bought for my next husband.
Oh, yeah? Where is it?
Right here. What do you think?
I think I'm regaining some sensation in my legs.
You can get upstairs.
Oh, I don't know, Amy. I don't know.
Because here's what's waiting for you.
Oh, it's a miracle. Oh, I can walk. I can walk, Sister Amy. I'm healed. Hallelujah.
I'm so happy for you.
Yes, I'm happy too. Listen, before you move on to your second husband, I'd like to give that outfit a once over. Maybe a twice over.
No, you're not that young anymore.
Oh, yeah? Oh, that's what you think.